Prime Minister has only just finished speaking. Mark Kenny is back on the line, Sydney Morning Herald Chief Political Correspondent. What did you make of that, Mark?
Oh, Justin, that's a bombshell, really, isn't it? I mean,
yeah.
All the atmospherics suggested that this thing was moving in one direction, and now Tony Abbott's basically hugged Julie Bishop close to her, and she's seems to have returned the embrace, if we're to take the Prime Minister at his word, and I think we're entitled to. It looks like both of them are standing together to defeat this motion, and presumably that will be very hard for a third party such as Malcolm Turnbull to overcome.
Yeah, you would think.
Assuming he even puts his hand up.
Look, let me just suggest here that the Prime Minister couldn't be playing a game. He wouldn't hold a press conference saying that Julie Bishop agreed to something if he didn't. I mean, that'd be crazy.
That would be self-destructive in the extreme, I would think, because it wouldn't take long before such a tactic would be exposed and it'd make him look ridiculous. So what has happened here, it's very hard to read exactly at the moment, but it does appear that Julie Bishop was either being read wrongly by people or she was deliberately sending out messages and has changed direction.
All right.
One way or another, it's quite a bombshell.
So if Tony Abbott and Julie Bishop are together on this, and does it make it impossible for Malcolm Turnbull to try and get the numbers between now and then and get up on Tuesday?
I don't think it makes it impossible, but it certainly makes it very difficult to see. I mean, I think this will take a lot of the wind out of the sails of this push. Yes, it's, whether it actually guarantees Tony Abbott any sort of longevity in the job is another matter altogether. This is the nature of these leadership things, and we saw this with Labor as well, particularly toward the end when at one stage there was a phantom leadership tilt where no candidate stepped forward. And it's possible that we're seeing a rerun of that because people put a lot on the line when they have to run in these things.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they risk everything, really, in sort of career terms. Sometimes they're just not up to it or they're just not prepared to go at that particular moment.
The Prime Minister also, it was a very awkward moment at the end. He seemed to lean forward as if to ask for questions. The first question started to come out and he just turned on his heels and walked straight out.
Well, that's right, and I was sort of half surprised by that because the way they'd put the email out saying that this event was happening, it had been billed as a press statement rather than as a press conference. So I didn't expect there to be any questions. It's not unusual for people to seek to ask a question at that moment. But it looked like just for a second the PM was going to take a question or two and then decided to stick to the plan and left rather emphatically. I think the idea was to be clear, to be crisp and to be resolute and then to leave.
Mark, good talking to you. Thanks very much. We'll read your stuff online.
Thanks, Justin.
Mark Kenny, SMH Chief Political Correspondent, has been doing a terrific job through all of this mess.